Many of you know that I know how to cook, and I enjoy being able to cook different things, at least a good part of the time. Sometimes it's hard to know what to cook for just myself. It's a little more fun, I think, to cook for a few other people. The thing that often gets me, though, is that I get a little worried about whether I have enough of the food, enough of the ingredients for however many people I'm cooking for. Sometimes that kind of drives me nuts, not really sure, okay, do I have enough? This person eats this much, this person eats only a little bit. You know, this one's picky, this one eat anything in sight. So it's, trying to figure out how much to have. And it usually works out that I had nothing to worry about at all. Usually I'm actually trying to push a little more food, just like, come on, have a little more. Though I have to admit, I don't really usually mind the having some leftovers to be able to eat, especially it's one of my favorite meals or whatever to have, to cook. The readings today help remind us that we have nothing to worry about of God running out of what he has for us. God has enough. In fact, God has an abundance of anything that we can need. The readings use the symbol of loaves and fish, but it can remind us of all the many spiritual gifts that God can offer for us. His many graces, his forgiveness, his love, his mercy, all these different things that God offers to us, he has in great abundance. So we really have nothing to worry about. Sometimes I talk with people who they're a little worried that, well, maybe I've been asking God too much for this one thing, that I've been asking too much, or that I've, as if they're afraid that they've used up all of their tickets, so to speak, their coupons for God. But God doesn't work that way. He's not got a list saying like, well, she asked this much, he is doing this, and you used up all his free passes already. No. God has an abundance. And again, the readings help illustrate that. That first reading, Elisha receives this gift of these barley loaves, of the first fruits, made from the first fruits of the harvest. And he instructs his servant to give them to the people. And the servant objects that, this won't be enough for 100 people. But he assures them, give it to the people, there will be enough. And there is enough. There's plenty of food. This is really a prefigurement of the gospel that we heard today. And this is a very well-known story, the gospel passage. In fact, it's in each of the gospels. Each of the gospels has some version of this. And I think it's Matthew actually has like two versions of it, with a couple of different sizes of crowds, in which he multiplies these loaves and fish. Here, in this version from John, this boy has the five loaves and two fish. It's probably his meal for the day. Maybe a little extra in case somebody else needed something extra. But keep in mind, this is not, meant to be a huge feast. These five loaves are probably not much bigger than a dinner roll. And the fish, then we're not talking like huge, like musky, large, trophy-sized walleye here or anything like that can feed a few people. We're talking, to use a more northern Minnesota thing, think perch. So it's just enough for one person. And yet Jesus is able to make it for 5,000 men. And one of the versions of this story, it adds at the end, that's not including the women and children who are also there. So over 5,000 people. And it feeds all this whole large crowd. There are some I've read this before, and a priest friend of mine pointed this out to me as well. There are some who try to argue that the miracle here is not that the loaves were actually multiplied. I think people try to argue that because they think that there's no scientific way to explain how this extra food appeared. But of course, it's Jesus who's doing it, so it's not not a problem. The science isn't the issue. But some people try to argue, well, okay, well, the real miracle here is that Jesus got a whole bunch of people to share. That what happened was when the boy shared his food, others said, well, I have food too that I can share. And so people started, you know, sharing with their food with the people next to them. And soon everybody was sharing food and all this stuff. And that's a nice sentiment, this idea of getting a large crowd to share. But this priest friend of mine pointed out, in that area of the world, Palestine, Middle East, sharing food with those around you, especially when you're traveling someplace, going someplace, or when you're receiving a traveler at your own place, sharing food is part of the culture. They didn't need a miracle to get them to share. That was already part of who they were. And we can see that in different stories in the Bible where people share what they have with those on a journey, providing for them. It's considered a huge sin if you're not able to provide something, at least something, for those who are coming, for those who are traveling. And so it shows a misunderstanding of the whole culture to think that, well, oh yeah, this miracle was that they got them to share. No, they already knew how to share. The real miracle here is that Jesus was able to take these loaves, these fish, break them, giving thanks, and then giving them to all the people. And it's symbolic, not just of a meal, not just of a single physical meal, but much more symbolic of all the graces, all the spiritual gifts that God gives us. Someone once shared with me a story about a young man who was traveling someplace by plane. And the woman, a woman was sitting next to him on the plane, and she was of Arabic descent from that Middle Eastern area. And when the plane was underway, she got out from, you know, a bag that she had there, some food that she had brought, prepackaged food, probably bought at the airport before they left. And she offered some food to this young man. And he wasn't really hungry. I think he felt a little guilty that he didn't have anything to offer her. So he just, oh, no, thank you. But she kept offering this food, and he kept politely declining. Well, finally, I don't think she was insulted or anything, but she finally explained to him, well, no, I brought this food expecting to share it. That's just what she did. That's what her culture had taught her. You're going on a journey, bring some food, and you're going to share it with those that you're traveling with. And she explained to him that, you're misunderstanding. I don't expect anything in return. I'm just offering this to you. Going back all the more to that idea that part of that culture of sharing, of providing something for another person, God does this in much more of an abundance. Again, not just a single physical meal, but all the more of the spiritual things that he is offering to all of us. The spiritual goods, his wonderful gifts. Don't be afraid, brothers and sisters, to ask God for what you need, to be able to keep coming to God. He's never going to run out. He's never going to get annoyed with us because we, oh my gosh, they're asking again. No, God isn't like that. He wants to give us this abundance. And it's important, I think, to keep in mind that in the story, we just heard, the food that he had, there's leftovers. Which shows all the more, Jesus wasn't just giving them enough just to get them by. He wasn't just giving them enough to, like, well, this will give you enough strength to get you to the next town, and then you can go down to the convenience store and buy yourself a snack. No, he gave more than they needed. And Jesus offers that to us as well. We're not just, he's not just going to give us, well, this will shut him up. No, he's offering more than we need. Great abundance. Let's continue to ask God for what we need. Let us enjoy this abundance of graces from God.